So as you're lying down into the earth, just contemplating the vastness of life, that you're lying in a position where in 360 degrees, the universe extends out across infinite time and space in all directions. And you're just resting underneath the canopy of the stars. Earth beneath you. Sky up above, and the vastness of life all around. Every entity, every being, every person, object, and thing, everything has its flow in this universe, its innate space, its rhythm. As unit beings, we have our entitative rhythm. And the greater cosmos on the whole has its entitative rhythm. The yogis say peace is achieved when there's parallelism in life. Parallelism in thought, word, and deed. Parallelism between physical and psychic worlds. And parallelism between unit and vast. The small being and the big, great cosmos all around. So to begin, you just find your rhythm, where you feel all the cells, all the psychic wavelengths, everything of your unit existence is working in parallel flow and form. There's no stray thoughts. Nothing in any unrandom place, everything working in uniform fashion. So just use the breath and lasso in every cell and pore and molecule of your existence and make everything perfectly in tune. As you engage in this process, be sure to lengthen the respirations and sink more deeply into your flow. And now that you've achieved a sense of harmony within your unit existence, it's time to embark onwards. Because if we were just disparate beings, why, there'd be no yoga at all. the essence of yoga, and the essence, they say, of human life is to find that greater connection between unit and universal, between small and vast, between little I feeling and big universal I feeling. And the yogis say the easiest way to do this is to link up your entitative rhythm with the greater cosmic rhythm. So take the next few breaths, shedding yourself of all pettiness in life and embracing an ideal that's greater than your own self, knowing that this will enhance your own being as well. Use that spiritual ladder and climb and make that link with that greater cosmic rhythm. And just float on those wavelengths, becoming in perfect form and parallelism with the greater universe around you. Letting your breath become one with the cosmic breath. Your heartbeat to be the same as the beating of the general universe. Okay, just finding perfect parallel flow and form. Taking four more long, slow breaths, bring your practice to its perfect culmination. One last deep inhalation and exhale. Slowly closing out this yoga nidra practice.